Welcome to the Effortless English Show with the world's number one English teacher, A.J. Hogue, where A.J.'s more than 40 million students worldwide finally learn English once and for all, without the boring textbooks, classrooms, and grammar drills. Here's A.J. with a quick piece to help you learn to speak fluent English effortlessly.
Hello and welcome to today's Effortless English Show. Our topic today, movies. We're going to the movies today. I am the author of Effortless English, Learn to Speak English Like a Native. For information about my book, go to effortlessenglish.com. Effortlessenglish.com, the Effortless English book. Speaking of the book, I'm going to read a section from my book today. It's about movies. But not the movies you think. I know what you're thinking when I say movies. You're thinking Hollywood. We are not talking about Hollywood today. We are not talking about Hollywood movies. No, no, no. Very different movies we're talking about today. More powerful movies. Movies that will create the success you want with English, that will give you that fluency, that confidence, that power when you speak English. Yes, you can use these special movies to change the way you feel when you speak English. I know you feel nervous sometimes when you speak English. I know you feel shy sometimes when you speak English. Even advanced English speakers, advanced level, high level speakers, still feel nervous and shy in some situations, sometimes. For example, public speaking. Standing in front of a group and speaking English. Ooh, that makes a lot of people very, very nervous. Or a job interview in English, right? Even advanced speakers can get very nervous about doing a job interview in English. Or the IBT TOEFL exam, the speaking sections, or the IELTS exam with speaking sections. Again, advanced speakers can get nervous in these situations, and then their English gets worse. They forget vocabulary words. They kind of speak with less fluency. All these things happen, even to advanced speakers. And for others, for intermediate speakers, beginners, it's much, much worse. So let's learn how to use movies, these special kind of movies, to change this and speak powerfully, with confidence. Okay, I'm going to read from chapter 7 in my book. Recently had a Twitter follower ask me to do a show about chapter 7 of my book. Well, here you go. Your wish is my command. So reading from chapter 7. Here we go. Like many English learners, perhaps you too suffer from English trauma. Perhaps you hold limiting beliefs and feel frustrated, nervous, or stressful when trying to speak. You want to feel confident and powerful when speaking. And to do so, you must learn to control your internal movies. Your internal movies are the programs you use to create feelings, beliefs, and goals. You create these movies with your five senses: sight, hearing, touch, taste, and smell. Your memories and your dreams are recorded in your mind as a combination of these senses. These are the ingredients you use to write and direct your own internal movies. These movies then create your emotions, thoughts, and actions. When you want to change the results you get with learning English, you want to change two things: how you feel when speaking English, and how well you actually speak. In other words, you want to feel confident while speaking, and you want to speak skillfully. This chapter is about how to change your internal movies so they program you for both powerful feelings and skillful performance while speaking. Okay, I'll stop there. So we're talking today then about internal movies. Internal movies. Internal means inside. Inside. Inside where? Inside your mind. Inside your brain. So we're talking about using movies internally. Now, this comes from NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming. It's a type of success psychology system. And I use a lot of NLP in Effortless English, a lot of techniques. I don't usually teach you about them or tell you. I just use them to help you succeed. Think about your memories. Let's think about the past first. Your memories. You have memories. You can think of any memory, something you remember, something from your childhood. Just go ahead now. Think about it. Okay. As you think of this memory, what is the memory? Well, it's probably a picture in your mind. Right? It's when you think of something that happened to you, maybe something in childhood or something yesterday, you imagine it in your mind, almost like a picture. That's usually how quick memories come. Quick picture. Boop. Now, if you really think about it carefully, you concentrate on the memory, you focus on the memory, and try to remember all the details, it might become a movie, right? It might have some movement. And it might have sound. You might remember what someone said, for example. And if you continue to think about it, you might remember a smell. Sometimes we don't remember smells, but if you were remembering your mom cooking your favorite meal, you might remember the smell of that meal, or even the smell of the house. And sometimes we also have a memory of feelings, you know, physical feelings of cold or hot or pain or pleasure. So our internal movies are much better than Hollywood movies. Hollywood movies only have sight, right? Visual, what you see, and sound, what you hear. But with a Hollywood movie, there's no feeling in your body. And there's no smell and there's no taste either. But with our memories, sometimes we also have those as well. So you can see how you create these internal movies. Right? These movies inside. Everyone does this. We all do this. For some people, the sound might be more strong. They might remember the sound a little more clearly. It might be the strongest part. Some people, a lot of people, remember mostly the visual, the sights, the colors, what, you know, the picture or the movie. And some people even remember more how it felt or tasted or smelled. But they're all there. They're all part of that memory, that internal inside movie. Well, why is this important? Because how you feel when you create the movie in your head, it then creates a feeling, an emotion in you. perhaps positive, perhaps negative, depends on the movie. So again, why is this important? So what? Why is this important? Well, it's because the way you create that movie will determine how you feel, whether you feel bad or good. To be very general, we'll just say to feel positive or negative. And the good news is you can change the movie in your head. You can actually change your memory. You can choose to change that memory. And this is like a director with a movie. I give you a lot of details in my book in chapter 7 about how to do this. I'll give you the short version now. So you can be a director. What does a director do? A Hollywood director making a movie. Let's say they're shooting a scene, like a fighting scene. There's two guys fighting. Well, a Hollywood director, you can do that scene, that part of the movie. You can shoot that. You can record that in many, many different ways, right? You can have the camera very close to the actors, or you can bring the camera far, far away, right? So that it's a very wide shot or a very close shot. You can move the camera around during the scene, right? Moving it left or right or up or down or in and out, or the camera can be still. You can focus on anything. You could focus on one actor's head. You could focus very closely on just their eyes, on just their mouth, on their upper body, on their whole body, right? Or you could even turn the camera away and just point it at the ground or record the sky. The director, the Hollywood director of a movie, can do any of that. Also, the director decides how much light there will be, right? Is it going to be dark, very dark, hard to see the actors, or very, very, very bright? And of course, with the sound, the same thing. The director can make the sound very, very loud, like an action movie, or very, very, very quiet. The director can even make the sound silent, no sound at all. Each of these changes will change the emotion, the feeling of the movie scene, the movie part. Well, that's also true internally. You are the director of your own movies. See, the problem is we don't usually choose to make these movies, right? We get a memory, it gets in our head. Imagine a bad memory, something bad that happened to you. Maybe in English class, you were embarrassed one day. And so you have this memory of the embarrassment. And whenever you remember that time, that memory, boom, that movie comes in your head. And you feel bad again about English. You feel bad again. You feel embarrassed. But if you change that movie, if you choose to change the movie, you can make that bad memory weaker and weaker, smaller and smaller, less and less powerful. When you make the movie less powerful, the bad, the negative emotion, the embarrassment will get weaker and weaker and weaker also, eventually disappearing. So how do you do it? Well, just like a director, you can actually picture it in your mind, picture that bad memory, that painful memory. You see it, and maybe it's kind of big. It might be kind of bright. It might be colorful. You might have some sound in there also. And then you can just, with your mind, you can make it smaller. You can imagine it has a frame, right? It's inside a little TV screen in your mind, in your brain. And then you can make that, in your mind, you can make that screen, the TV screen, the movie screen, smaller and smaller and smaller, like you're pushing it away, farther away. You can just do this with your imagination. As you do this, you also make the screen, that picture or movie of the memory, you make it darker. So that it's a little harder to see, and then a little harder, and then a little harder. Excuse me. Right? So it gets smaller and smaller, darker and darker and darker. And then with the sound, you can also, with your imagination, make the sound quieter and quieter and quieter until it's almost impossible to hear. So now this bad memory, instead of being big and loud and bright in your mind, and therefore powerful, becomes smaller and smaller, darker and darker, quieter and quieter, weaker and weaker. The emotion will get weaker and weaker as you do this. To change your whole feeling about that bad memory, you just need to practice this again and again every day for a while. You know, if it's a very tough bad memory, you might need to do this every day for a whole month or 2 months even. If it's kind of a small bad memory, maybe a week is enough. But you'll get the habit, so eventually, automatically, when you have this memory, it will be small and dark and quiet, and therefore, not so powerful. You won't feel so bad. So you can do this with all your bad memories, all your bad experiences in the past with English. Anytime you felt embarrassed or foolish or bad at English, you can take those memories and change the internal movie, and that will change your whole feeling about English eventually. Now, we can also do this with the future, with your goals, because when you make a goal, you also imagine the future. You imagine what you want to happen. And so you want to do the opposite. You want to create a movie in your mind of something great, of a great success you want. You want to imagine yourself speaking English to a native speaker, to an American, for example. And you want to see yourself looking strong and confident, and the words are coming out easily and quickly. And the native speaker is smiling and interested in everything you say. And then you make that positive movie about your goal. You make it big. You do the opposite. You bring it closer. You make it bigger. You make it brighter, more colorful. The sound gets louder and louder and louder. So the emotion, the positive emotion of that success gets stronger and bigger, stronger and bigger. And every day you imagine this movie, the movie of your goal. Every day you imagine it and you make it bigger and stronger, bigger and stronger, bigger and stronger. Every single day you do this as a habit. And as you do this, your feelings about English will get stronger and stronger. Your motivation to study English will get stronger and stronger. Your confidence will get better and better because you are now directing your brain. It's not happening automatically from outside. You are doing it. This is how you master your own mind, master your own feelings and emotions. Very cool. Very, very cool. Very interesting. Let's listen to a short audio. It's kind of a similar idea. This is from Joe Rogan again. Now, Joe Rogan has one of the top podcasts in America. I'm a fan of Joe Rogan. I like his podcast. He's an interesting guy. He's a very interesting guy. He's a very curious guy. He has interesting guests. But mostly I like his curiosity. He's just curious. He wants to know things. He wants to know how people think. In this short audio from Joe Rogan, he also talks about movies. Here we go.
The best advice I ever came up with is that live your life like you're the hero in your movie. And right now is when the fucking movie starts and your life is a shitbag disaster, like every fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger movie where he wakes up and makes a blender full of pizza.
Okay, that's interesting. So he says, live your life like you are the star of your own movie. right? Imagine that your life is a movie, that someone is following you around with a camera, that there are cameras everywhere following you around, and you are the star. And you can even imagine that it's the beginning of the movie now. Doesn't matter how old you are. Even if you're 80 years old now, it's the beginning, the start of the movie. And at the start of the movie, usually the hero is not doing well. The hero has so many problems. It's a big disaster, right? Everything's terrible for the hero in the beginning of the movie. So you can imagine it's the same for you. Now, maybe your life is not terrible, but just imagine that you've got problems, right? You're not achieving your big dreams. So he's like, that's okay. Because in the movies, the hero never has victory and success in the beginning. That comes at the end of the movie. So it's okay. Imagine the beginning of the movie, your life, everything's terrible.
An ice cream, and that's what he, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Those guys were like on the brink. They put the gun in their mouth and they put it down because they see a photo of their daughter. Pretend that's you. Pretend you are right now. You're in the part of the movie that starts and it shows you as a fucking loser.
Okay, so he's saying pretend, just imagine, pretend you are in the part of the movie where you're a loser, a total loser. Right? Everything's bad. You're just a loser. You're not really doing much with your life. Just imagine.
And just decide not to be a loser anymore. Live your life like there's a documentary crew following you around and you are analyzing your own behavior. Do what you would want to do so that your kids one day would look back at it and see that documentary and look on it with pride. Like, wow, my dad was a bad motherfucker.
Okay, so he's saying now it's okay. You're the loser in the movie. But then next, step two, imagine that you've decided I'm not going to be a loser anymore. And now you have a documentary crew, like a film crew, a nonfiction film crew with cameras, a group with cameras following you around all the time, recording everything you do all day long, right? So you're the star of your reality show. And then he says, so as you do this, then live your life, make your decisions, live your life as if it was going to all be recorded and your children were going to watch it, right? So he's saying, live your life in a way so that your children would watch that documentary. They would watch that show and say, oh, wow, what a great guy, or what a fantastic woman, amazing, what a hero. Or maybe if you don't have kids, then your parents would watch that movie and be so happy and proud. Wow, amazing. Or your friends, or even just everybody out in the world. And not just the public parts, right? This is the key part, right? In this little game, this little imagining of being in a movie. Not just when you're out and everybody can see you, but when you're alone in your home. Imagine there's still the group with the cameras watching you. So what do you want them to see? What do you want to show? What kind of person do you want to be even in those times when you're alone? Imagine those cameras are there. What would you want your family or your loved ones or your friends or the public to see you doing? Sitting around, being lazy, or something else? Let's play more.
He really did what he had to do. Wow, my mom really got her shit together. I'd love a success story, but even more than a success story, I like a dude who fucks his life up and then gets it back together again story. Those are my favorite stories. And the way to do that, you gotta write shit down. You gotta think that you are the hero in your own fucking movie, and then you gotta sit down and you gotta write shit down.
Okay, last part. So he's saying, I like a success story. Success stories are great. But he says, even better, what I'd really love is a story of a total loser whose life is a disaster. His life is terrible, terrible. Who then changes everything and becomes a success. So someone who makes a lot of bad mistakes, who does bad things, who creates a lot of problems and then solves them and then recovers. He says, that's my favorite kind of movie. And I agree, that's an inspiring movie. That's a great movie. So even if you have done stupid things, well, we all have done stupid things. Even if you have been lazy, well, we've all been lazy at some point. Even if your life is a disaster, or maybe it's not a disaster, maybe it's just boring. Even if you're weak, even if you're tired, even if your English is terrible and you got bad grades in English and terrible test scores and horrible English speaking, doesn't matter. In fact, that makes the movie more interesting, right? If you look at it as a movie, well, that's actually more interesting. When you start really low, then it means the success that comes later is more inspiring, is more great. So it's okay if you imagine it as a movie. Don't be so serious about it, right? If it's a movie, well, that makes it more interesting. So all your problems that you have now, your fears, your weaknesses, your low motivation, your laziness, your mistakes, your nervousness, your shyness, all of that, that just makes the movie more interesting when you do succeed. So it's okay. Accept all of those things. Accept, okay, right now I'm in the part of the movie where everything is bad, or at least this thing is bad. But I'm going to change my life, and every day I'm going to imagine that people are following me around. I'm in this movie, and I'm going to be a great hero. I'm going to do what I have to do. What does the hero do, right? The hero starts working towards a goal every day. Imagine Rocky, right? That movie Rocky, that's a great one. So what? He's a complete loser in that movie. In the beginning, he's a total loser. He's a loser, loser, loser. He's not very smart. As a fighter, you know, he's tough, but he's pretty much a failure as a fighter. He has no girlfriend. Nobody respects him. Nothing. His job is terrible. He's a complete loser. But then he gets an opportunity and he decides, he sets a goal. I'm going to survive the fight. His goal is not even to win the fight. It's just to survive the whole time against the champion. And then what does he do? Then he starts working, right? Then you, right? If you imagine he's the hero, the cameras are there. You see him. What is he doing? He's doing push-ups every day. He's doing pull-ups every day. He's in the gym working and working and working and working every single day, right? And they've got those, the great music. Bum, 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 bum. And he's sweating. And then finally, in the end, he's got the big fight, and he does. He gets his goal. He survives. Yay! Yo, Adrian! Well, you can imagine you're part of a movie, and your movie's about English, and oh, right now, oh, my English is not so great, and have fun with it. Just pretend it's dramatic. And then each day, you imagine someone, they're following you around with the camera. What are they, what do you want them to see? You want them to see you not only just listening to English looking bored. That's terrible, right? That's not interesting. That's a terrible movie. No, they want to see you with your headphones on and then walking around your room with great energy, or walking outside and using your body, you know, physically, as I teach you in Effortless English, as you learn, and shouting your answers to my mini story questions. And perhaps using a pronunciation course and practicing again and again, using those techniques again and again and again, recording yourself, reading out loud, using the shadowing or tracking technique. And each day getting a little better and a little better. And some days it's tough. Oh, and you cry. And, oh, it's terrible. And you're frustrated. But the next day you keep fighting. And then finally in the end, what's the big scene? What's the big celebration? Maybe you give a public speech in English and it's great. Maybe you go into a job interview in English and you do great. You get the job. Maybe you travel and you talk to everybody in English and it's fantastic. Right? And you got that great movie scene that you're working towards, that great celebration of success. It's dramatic. It's emotional. It's fun. Learning is emotional. Success is emotional. That's what these internal movies are about. That's why movies are important. That's why movies are a good technique, right? Using these movies in your imagination are great because they create emotion. It's about that emotional energy. Once again, a huge, super big problem with schools. They completely take the emotion, the feeling out of learning. How stupid. How stupid. Ridiculous and stupid. Learning should be emotional, should be filled with curiosity and passion. You know, the great, great learners, the great, great thinkers, they were emotional. They were enthusiastic, almost obsessive. I mean, just so crazy about being interested in their subject. You know, Einstein with physics, Newton with physics. Anyone, you got to have that emotion. That emotional energy. And so these movies are just such a great way to do that. It's a fun way. And instead of being so serious, you start to think more dramatically. You as the hero fighting. And so when you have a hard time, when you get bored, when your motivation goes down, you remember, well, I'm the star of the movie. And in the movies, there's always, always, always in the middle of the movie, a time when everything seems impossible. Right? Oh, it's gonna fail. It's never going to happen. It's impossible. Rocky is going to quit. He's not gonna do it. And then, of course, next day, the hero changes his mind and decides, no, I will keep fighting. And they keep going and keep going. And then the big success. You also. So use those movies. Start playing in your imagination with movies, with you as the hero. You are the hero of your own movie. Make it a great movie. Twitter time! It's Twitter time! Twitter time! Let's go to Twitter and see what people are asking. What are people asking AJ on Twitter? Ah, number one, we're still having our conversation about EE Strong. That's Effortless English Strong. The hashtag is EE Strong altogether. What is that? Well, that's a group of us are doing the EE Strong challenge. That's push-ups and pull-ups. The push-ups and pull-up challenge. July 4th, American Independence Day. We will post on Twitter. We will put on Twitter how many push-ups and pull-ups we can do. Here are the rules. For push-ups, you have 2 minutes. So it's 2 minutes to do push-ups. How many push-ups can you do in 2 minutes? They must be strict push-ups. We are using the American Marine Corps rules for the push-ups. You got to go all the way down and all the way up. For pull-ups, there's no time limit, but you cannot touch the ground. So how many pull-ups? Your chin must come over the bar, and you cannot touch the ground. How many can you do total? Why are we doing this? Why are we doing something with fitness? Well, you should know from last week's shows, right, that the physical is the mental. The mental is the physical. A stronger body creates a stronger mind. A stronger mind creates a stronger body. And Effortless English is a physical system. We use our bodies when we learn. They don't do this in schools. They don't do this in other courses, but we do. Now, you don't have to do push-ups or pull-ups specifically. We're just doing this for fun. But you can go out walking as you listen to English. Anyone can do that. Go out for a walk or a bike ride, listening to English at the same time. You got your body moving. Your energy goes up. You will learn better. If you want to join our strength challenge, then go to my Twitter, AJ Hogue, AJHOGE. Use the tag EE Strong. Tell us you want to join, and then we will share our ideas, our training ideas, and help each other get stronger. A couple years ago, we did this kind of challenge, but we did running and walking. So we did do running and walking a couple years ago. This year, we're doing a strength challenge. So join us. All right, another Twitter comment. This is a good comment. I want to talk about this. This is great because we have some just fantastic Effortless English members in our international family. And Ibrahim on Twitter mentions one of them, Mehdi. Mehdi is one of the best models of AJ's students. He's a really cool speaker. Yes, I agree. Mehdi is fantastic. Mehdi is one of my most active and enthusiastic Twitter followers. And what's so great about Mehdi is that he helps and encourages other Effortless English members on Twitter. So he's always giving advice. He's always saying something positive, you know, sending a positive reply, a positive message to other Effortless English members. So he's always encouraging, a great, great leader. And, you know, we've all noticed Mehdi because he's so positive, so enthusiastic, so energetic about not just his own learning, but about helping others. And that's what also makes our community so special. We help each other. We show each other we care. So Mehdi, thanks a lot for all of your enthusiasm and positive help, encouragement, and leadership in our Effortless English family. Thank you so much. That is the end of today's show. As always, go to EffortlessEnglishClub.com, EffortlessEnglishClub.com, and join one of my English speaking courses. When you're ready to live that dream, be the hero in that movie, get one of my courses. Power English is a good course to start with. And make it happen. Make it real. EffortlessEnglishClub.com. See you next time.